The Gemara continues, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Toshma. We're in the midst of bringing a raya. We had a memra on Ayin Amud Aleph on the bottom, Boyimine Rav Mirav Nachman. Yorish Mavish Yivat Rishus. Could a Yorish be Mavat Rishus or not? Do we say that a Yorish is brought Kara Davun and can be Mavatel, or any person that takes over Yerush can be Mavatel? Or do we say, no, since before you were Yorish, you're not part of the Erev, so you can't be Mavatel now on Shabbos? Impossible to mavatel if you only got a hold of a chotzer of a bailus of a reshus on Shabbos. So in that, Rav Nachman said, "Omale ani oimem mavatel." Hanid veShmuel toni ein mavatlin. So the Gemara now is going to bring a raya. We see behedyan nalag Rav Nachman that says that you could be mavatel. Zok the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Toshma ger v'Yisrael shuim b'megura achas. So Rashi says Megura is a Goyrin. They lived in a Goyrin together. V'cholik b'chadorim in different rooms. V'oyil cholechot pischoy b'chotze v'oysin ze'al ze'er. So they ask one another, they're living together, then they make an Erev. Rabbi Nachanan brings another pshat that a Megura is a regular Dira, like a Loshon Logobog is Bonu. But the point is, the Ger and Yisol are living together and they ask one another. If you have a Yisol and a Ger has no Yarshin. So a Ger, as soon as he dies, it's Hefker. So Yisol of a Ger, they live in one Megura, one Chotzer, one Goyen, Rashi says, each one is open to a Chotzer. The point is living one home, in one area, two Batim, that they would have to make an Erev amongst each other. Umeis Ger, Miboid Yoim. Now the Ger died before the onset of Shabbos. Miboid Yoim. Ein Aleph Omen Aleph. Afapi Shehichzik Yisrael Achim in Chosov. Even though another Yid was Machzik in his Chosov. Now, the Gemara is going to take this Brisa apart soon and say it doesn't make sense, even though he was Machzik. Even though he's Machzik at Asers. What do you mean, even though he's Machzik? Because he's Machzik at Asers. This Yisrael that died, that the Ger that died, I mean, by Yoim, and another Yid now is Machzik at Asers. It's Aval Pish Yechzik Yisrael, Echem and Chos Vayzer. It's because of that. The Gemara is going to ask that soon.
Is that on Shabbos?
This is Miboy Yoim.
Before Shabbos.
So what do you mean, even though he was machzik? It's only also because he's machzik. If he wouldn't be machzik, Ger has no yorshim. So the last guy standing is only one more person. Remember, there's only one yid and one guy living in this chotzer. Mm-hmm. If the Ger died, the Ger died. So then, if there's no one machzik, so then there's one owner. So there's no problem of an Erev. So what do you mean? Even though he was machzik, me boy Yoim asses. It's only because he's machzik. That's Minimar's kasha. But that's not yet going to be a kasha on our sugi. That's going to be all the way at the end of the brisa. If the Ger died at night, even though no Jew took possession, ain't no oyser. The Gemara's in that same kasha. What do you mean, even though no one was machzik? Because no one was machzik, that's why it's ain't oyser. Zok the Gemara hagufa kasha. Amrin mi ba'od yoim. We said in the daytime if the Ger died, even though someone else took possession, it answers, v'loy mi ba'od kilo hichzik. It seems to imply if no one is machzik, then it would also answer. Adarabah, kilo yichzik loyosa. If there's no one is machzik, then there's only one person living in the chotzer, the Yisrael that lived with the Ger that passed on. So then there's no reason for an Erev. Kilo yichzik loyosa. Enter the Gemara, Omer Apopa, Eima, you have to change the Braisa. Afapi shaloy yichzik. Not afapi shehichzik Yisrael. No. Even though no Yid was machzik, still it asers. Now we're going to have to understand that. But even though no Yid took possession of the Ger's Nechosim, it's still Asers. Frag the Gemara, first of all, it doesn't make sense. Va'af pishe hechzik atoni. It doesn't say af pishe lechzik. It says af pishe hechzik. So Gemara Hachikoma, we have to read the Brice as follows. Af pishe lechzik mi ba'od yoim. Even though he wasn't machzik mi ba'od yoim, ela mishe chashecha. That means even though the Yid was not machzik in the daytime, he only took possession at night. So why is it asa? Cave on the havale lachsing beboid yoim oiser. Misha chashecha. Cave on the havale lachsing beboid yoim oiser. That means, even though the Yid only took possession after Shabbos started, but since he was able to, since the guy died in the daytime, he was able to be machzik in the daytime, the chiddush is a major chiddush now. At the onset of Shabbos, there was no Jew that owned it besides one Jew. But since the Ger already died before the onset of Shabbos, and now that a Jew took possession on Shabbos, this Jew theoretically could have taken possession by Yom. So the Chiddush says it asks because an Erev wasn't done. The answer to Shabbos, only one Yid owned it. But since today, the Yid took possession, so it's the Chiddush is, Afa Pish Yechzik Yisrael, at night, it asks because it was able to be Machzik B'Vayit Yoyim. Kevin Dava L'Lachzik B'Vayit Yoyim, Oy, sir. That's like a major Chiddush. Because at the end of the day, a Yisrael lives with another Yisrael. When did he start living? On Shabbos, in Asas.
And he can't even do
Bittul. That's going to be the Gemara Shakvatari now about Bittul. But meanwhile, we're just trying to understand the Braisa. Meanwhile, it says Asas and it's status quo. You can't carry her. Misha Hashecha, it said in the Braisa. We still didn't get to the Kasha. We're going to ask a Kasha now about Bittul. Misha Hashecha, if the Ger died only at night, so it said in the Braisa, even though no Yid took possession, it doesn't answer. What do you mean, even though no Yid took possession? Because no Yid took possession. Zogt die Gemara, Mishach HaShecha, Af Bishle Hichzik Yisrael, Acher, Eino Oyser. Af Bishle Hichzik Yisrael, Acher. It's mashma, because another Yid did not take possession, it doesn't answer. V'lami Boye Ki Hichzik, and it's mashma, if a Yid took possession, then it would not answer. Even though he didn't take possession, it doesn't answer. Mashma, if he took possession, it for sure would answer. That doesn't make sense. Kirchzik adarabe, kirchzik osar. Omer ha-popa, aim as follows. You have to read the Brice as follows. Af al pi shehichzik. Even though the Yid was machzik. At night, it doesn't aser. Frank Demar, first of all, it doesn't make sense. Because, now here in this case, the guy only died at night. So here it says, va'af pi shehichzik atoni. It says, even though he did not take possession. So how do you say it means even though he took possession? So Gemar ha-chikomar. Since he took hold only at night, and here he couldn't do it in the daytime, because the ger only died at night. So even though he's machzik at night, but since I was not able to be machzik in the daytime, because the ger was still alive, ain't no oyser. When you're machzik and Shabbos, since at the onset of Shabbos is no reason for an Erev, it doesn't aser. So now let's focus on this last case. When you're machzik on Shabbos, with the ger only died on Shabbos, it doesn't aser because I couldn't be machzik in the daytime to be part of an Erev because the ger was still alive. So even though, because I was machzik at night, it doesn't aser. Now, katoni mi as reisha, oyser. It says in the reisha that he asers. The reisha was that the yid was machzik bin chosov, even though he did it at night, when the ger died in the daytime, it asers on the other yid. So you asked me right away, what about being mavatel? That was your question. That's your kasha. Am I oyser? Why should this guy that's machzik in the nixi ager that died in the daytime and he only takes possession of it at night? It asers because we said he could have taken possession in the daytime, so and he wasn't part of the erev and he could have. So it asers. Let him be mavatel now. What's wrong with being mavatel now? Just like we know a kid can be mavatel when he's yorish from his father. Zog die Gemara, katoni mi ezreisha oyser, amai oyser nevatel. Now we're finally asking the kasha on the mandoma that says that a kid could be mevatel. Why is it any different than a kid? If a kid could be mevatel who's a yorish, this guy's a yorish too for practical purposes. He's a yorish from the ger. He was machzik l'chosov. So why can't he be mevatel? Zog die Gemara, bimatchid is teretz. Mai oyser katoni, it means achi evatel. You're right. A Yerush could be Mevatel. He could be Mevatel. It's also until he's Mevatel, you can be Mevatel on Shabbos. You're Machzik B'Nichzei Ager on Shabbos, even though he could have done it before, it answers until you're Mevatel. That's one teretz how to answer this kasha. We have a kasha over here. It says clearly, a Yisrael and a Ger given live in a Chotzer. The Ger died before Shabbos, even though because the Yid was Machzik on Shabbos, B'Taitcha B'Raisa, it answers. Why? L'chari be Mevatel. Teretz says, you're right, till he's Mevatel. But you could be Mevatel theoretically on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon Omar, I'll give you a new Teretz. Masis in Mani Beishamahi. If you remember, we had a Machlokes Beisham Beishillel. How to learn on Beishillel. Beishillel says that you can be Mevatel at night, and Beishamahi says only in the daytime. So Beishamahi says only in the daytime, Dafka. Only before Shabbos you can be Mevatel. Beishillel, we said that you can mevatel at night because that's when we're misakan at takana. But here we're going to see now that the taichin that is a little different. Beisil means even at night, and Beishamai says only in the daytime. Because Beishamai holds it's mekach memkar to be mevatel in the daytime, in Shabbos, I mean. Mani Beishamai yidu amri, ein bitel l'shus b'Shabbos. You can't be mevatel l'shus on Shabbos. And that's the answer. You can't be mevatel l'shus on Shabbos. We asked the kasha, be mevatel? You can't be mevatel Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. What?
The guy died on Shabbos. Obviously, it's also, you have nothing to make in mutter. Like Rosh Hashanah, you can't make a bittul on Shabbos. You can't make.
The guy died before Shabbos. We're talking about the Reisha. The Reisha said the guy died before Shabbos. We only machzik on Shabbos since he was able to machzik before Shabbos. We say it's also affecting more. Why be mevatel? Teretz is a mevatel b'Shabbos. I was able to machzik before Shabbos. I didn't, but let me be mevatel now. A mevatel b'Shabbos.
No, the Chiddush
is like B'Shamay. The Chiddush that we're saying is like B'Shamay.
We know B'Shamay didn't. You can't make B'Dal Shabbos. But so you make this convoluted case and you can't make B'Dal Shabbos. And Enochami, we know you can't make B'Dal
Shabbos. Enochami, B'Shamay is a Mishnah. You're asking B'Shamay is a Mishnah. What do you tell me in another case?
Yeah.
This is like B'Shamay. This Brisa that says, we have a problem with this Brisa. It doesn't make sense.
The Ger died and it's on Shabbos. Obviously, you can't make B'Dal. We know that. We know it's a Perish Mishnah.
Because you can't make B'Dal. But was that, we're explaining this Brisa. We're saying, why is it such a complicated case to say you're not mevatel on Shabbos? That's what you're asking.
Yeah,
why is it such a funny case of a ger? But this din is based on the basis of B'Shamay. Because according to Beis Hillel, you could be mevatel. This case, this complicated case, Beis Hillel would work.
So did you have a Beferishim? You made a whole complicated case.
I hear. Rabbi Yochanan Amani B'Shamay he. The Amri Ein Bittul Rishus B'Shabbos. The Tanan. Me Ein Misanoyis Rishus B'Shamay Miboy Joim. Dafke Miboy Joim. U Beis Hillel Oy Mishcha Techshach. Even Mishcha Techshach. That's, you have to learn this up now. Omar Ulan, the Gemara is going to explain. My time, now there's going to be two ways of understanding the Machloikas B'Sham Beis Hillel. My time, what's the reason Beis Hillel? What's the reason Beis Hillel that you can be Mvatam Mishu Techshach? Nase Ko'ime Kalach Itza Yofois. The Gemara is comparing it now to a very interesting case. When a guy has a field that he has to take off Trumas and Maisus, someone on his behalf goes and takes off Truma without his knowledge. I can be a Shliach for Truma, but I didn't make you a Shliach. So now, do I agree to this truma that you took off on my behalf or not? So it depends. If the owner tells him, Kalach Etzi Yofis, why don't you take off better produce? That means I agree to what you did. I just wanted you to give even better away for truma. So that means you agreed. So the reason why Beis Hillel says it works, Mishnah Techshach, Nase Ko'im Mekalach Etzi Yofis. That means we're comparing it, very interesting comparison, to Kalach Etzi Yofis. Just like Kalach Etzi Yofis. It works because I agree. I just said you could have done better. So who are then over here when a person Misha Techshach is Mevatel Rishus? It works because you could have done it in the daytime. If you do it at night, that shows that really you wanted to do this in the daytime before Shabbos. The reason why it works at night is because you could have done it in the daytime. I'm being Megalim my das that I'm being Mevatel on Shabbos. I don't want to be, I want this to work. I want to be able to carry in the chutzah. So that Megalan dies, I really would have done it in the daytime. So it works at night also. It's a very obscure comparison. We're comparing Kalach Etzi Yofis that I agreed to the Truma that did it on my behalf because I said you could have done better. So who are they over here when you're Mevatel on Shabbos? It shows my inner intent is that people should carry it to the Chotzer. I could have done it in the daytime also. But I've had a daytime bittul works. That's what I was saying. Basil doesn't mean only at night. It doesn't mean only when you're stuck, when you can't do air of bittul works. Bittul works even at night, because you could have done it in the daytime. Omer Abaya, Meis Nochi B'Shabbos, my Kalach Etzi Yofis Ika. The Baam Kasha. Kalach Etzi Yofis, we said, is a svara that you could have done in the daytime. But that's only when the guy died in the daytime. Then you could have said that Bittul works because you could have done it earlier. But if the guy only died at night, over here there's no svara of Kalach Etzi Yofis, you could have done it. You could not have done it. The guy was still alive. A new type in the machlokes Beshamay Silul. We're dropping what we just said. Kalach Etzi Yofis. Beshamay Savi Bittul Rishus Mikne Rishusu. You can't do Kinyonim on Shabbos. Beshamay says you can't be Mevatel on Shabbos because you can't do Kinyonim on Shabbos. U Mikne Rishusu Beshabbos. Also, Bittul is like a Kinyon. I'm giving it over to you. It's a Kinyon, even though there's no actual Zchiyah where you lift something a Kinyonim, but it's like a Kinyon. Nekel Memkon Shabbos is also. U Beis Hillel Savri is the Luki Rishusu Be'Almahu. It's a Siluk. Siluk is mutar on Shabbos. I'm removing my bailus in this chotzer, and that's why it's mutar on Shabbos. Siluk is mutar on Shabbos. V'yis teluke reshusa b'Shabbos shape domi. So you misalik yourself, that's mutar on Shabbos. So the Rashash over here wants to point out, and he says, it's a riot. If siluk is mutar on Shabbos, they allow to be mafker on Shabbos. Kinyonim is taka os on Shabbos. Mechumemkar is os on Shabbos. You can't make an erev on Shabbos. That's mechumemkar. You can't make akron on Shabbos. Siluk is a misalik yourself, is not a kinyon. That's taka mutar on Shabbos. So Hefka Zokta Rishash is who had in Mutan Shabbos. I, how's the other person coining from Hefka? Pshat is that's not Kinyone maybe. Because since there's no other person, the other person is Mesuluk from here, so you don't see two parties. So Hefka on Shabbos is Mutter, even for the person to be coining because there's no Mekhomemka, there's no other party. He was Mesalik himself. But like Koponim over here by Erev Chatzeris, when you Mesalik yourself, then for sure that's Mutan Shabbos. There's no other party.
Once you're Mesuluk from here, there is no person over here that can ask from me. You're Mesuluk from here. So Mela, there's now two people.
But other guys are taking over his...
But that taking over is not a Chisar. We were always, it was always our Chatzah.
It's not a Kenyan.
It's not a Kenyan because Pshat is you're just Mesalik yourself. You don't exist. I'm mad that you weren't here. So then of course we can make an Erev. Of course we all want, we're one happy family. Just you are staring us. So now you being Mesalik yourself, you don't stare us anymore.
Someone in Mechalik that is no raya that you can be mafka on Shabbos over here because the siluk over here was not a hefker. It wasn't a hefker on everything. I kept my bailus on the house. I was just masalik myself from the shtamshes in the chotzer. But it wasn't a din hefker, the be'etzim that you did on Shabbos over here. So there's no raya to the regular din of hefker. So it comes out in this gemara, there's two terutzim hard to understand Beis Hillel's din that you can be mevatel mishatechshach. That you can do this even mishatechshach, not just miboid yoim. The second reason is because it's a siluk, and siluk can be done mishatechshach. The first reason, Zog the Gemara, it's because like kalach etzel yofes. That means just like kalach etzel yofes, there's a gilu das, that I agree to what you did, you were turning on my behalf, because I'm telling you to go to betters. So over here also, Zog the Rashi, the Dima Masa, kalach etzel yofes at the end, goli daita, the mi'ikore b'shayusa nichale. I want to be carrying this chotzer. Ela sheshokach, v'lo irav, I forgot to be part of the erev. But v'lo havele haknuye reshuz b'shabbos. So this bittul is not called haknuye reshuz on Shabbos. Because I was megala my das, that I all along I wanted to be part of this, I wanted to carry this chotzer. I just forgot to be part of the erev. So now, when I make this bittul on Shabbos, it's a gilui das that I really wanted to do it earlier. I wanted to be ma'arav earlier. So what I'm doing now is not haknuye on Shabbos. And that's why you're allowed to be mevatel on Shabbos. You wake up on Shabbos. Erev has to take effect before Shabbos. All the dinim of the chotzer. Mitamol on Shabbos, you mevatel. No, I really wanted to do before, so we dispensation, we let you do it on Shabbos. Because you were able to do, and you wanted to. It's like kalach etzel yofes. Zok Rashi, that's why it's not a haknah on Shabbos.
Why is Erev also on Shabbos?
What do you mean Erev is on Shabbos? Basil says mutter. Oh, Erev is also. Erev is also on Shabbos. It's mecha memkar. That's for sure. That's real mecha memkar. I'm being koina here, there's a matzah for everyone. That's for sure, also. Let's see the Mishnah with Tulu Tudat. Zog the Mishnah. Balabayis shoy shutav l'shchenov. A balabayis, very interesting case. Usually an Erev Chatzer, so shutav avoyis means we're mishtatav in a box of matzahs. Let's say we have a partnership going on for years. I have a business going on. We have a wine business. I'm a partner with you. Does that make me now automatically I'm allowed to carry in the chatzer and the mavi with you because we're partners for something else?
No.
Zog the Mishnah. Balabayis shoy shutav l'shchenov l'zebiyayin v'zebiyayin. If we are partners in wine, and both partners in wine, partnership is in wine, to two people, I have three people in the chotzer. To three people to the chotzer. Three people in the chotzer. To this guy, I'm a partner in wine, this guy, I'm a partner in wine. So then we don't need an Erev. We're partners. It's called a company. It's whatever, Goldberg and Sons. So it's Anageya.
And you're keeping the wine in somebody's house.
Oh, so the Mara's going to say the wine is in one barrel. The two partnerships in one barrel, then it's considered that it's good. But if it's in two barrels, it wouldn't be good because we didn't really make an Erev. But it's only in one barrel, then it's good.
Where's the wine located?
Like it's always, like every, in the chotzer.
It's a mile away.
No, it's in this place. Over here. But Lamai said we didn't make an Erev. Zapshah, we made an Erev. We happen to be partners for the past 20 years. Three people, I'm a shoot of different partnerships, different LLCs. However, if the partnerships are on different items, so obviously it can't be in one kli, and then it's different LLCs, then it's not going to be, you need an Erev. Even if it's a Zebiyayin, I'm a partner with you in wine, I'm a partner with you in Shemen, I do not need to make an Erev. We're one big happy chotzer. One is yain, one is shemen. What's the shaitas? Is that even one barrel? That's Reb Shimon's chiddush. Zokti Gemara. Omar Rav, this din of zebiyain is only be kli echot. It has to be one kli. If it's not a one kli, what's the shaitas one to another? Omar Rav, deken amdik toni, le zebiyain, le zebi shemen. Tzichin la'agiv. So, iyam b'shlom ha'geisha be kli echot, b'seif b'shtei keilim shapir. I understand the difference between yain and shemen, because one could be in one kli, and one cannot be in one kli. Yain and shemen don't mix. If we're talking about the reishis, two kelim, even zebayin is considered you don't need an erev because even if it's two kelim, so sefer b'shnei kelim, and the sefer is also b'shnei kelim, so the mali yain b'shemen, why should there be a difference? Omalei abaya, Yain, no, I can tell you there's a fundamental difference. Yain v'yayin roi la'arev, yain v'shem roi la'arev. That means, lo'olam it's two kelim. And I'm a partner with you in yain, and partner with you in yain in different kelim. But since it's able to be mixed together, we can look at it as one big area, it's one, even though it's two LLCs. Two partnerships, but it's shaykh to be one kli, so we look at it as an erev. Mashengen yain min shemen, it's a shaykh to be one kli, so mele it doesn't work. Reb Shimon, we'll see tomorrow what's the chiddush of Reb Shimon, that even the zebe yain and zebe shemen, it's considered a good erev.